The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Reno Annex of Dogwater Studios. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my first mate, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Back in Studio B, we've got Dogwater Dick and all the gang, but most importantly here in the studio, we've got Lola La and this guy, I think his name is Liam?
We're talking out of our ass.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Liam Kyle Cahill is on the show. Finally.
So we have two music acts this week. Wow.
One that has been on the show within the last 6 months, which... Yeah.
No, they never been on the show.
No, you weren't on the show before?
Totally. You're thinking you of another guy and girl. I would remember them.
No, I thought you guys had already been on the show before.
We had to reschedule.
Oh, that's probably
it's a whole room full of people who cancel.
Yeah.
Right. That was the other point I was about to make.
Because we will. So we scheduled both of you.
One of our more recent cancellations.
Oh, yeah.
within the last 6 months.
God, where's my sample?
And a man who's been canceling on me for the past 2 years, repeatedly.
People don't forget.
Only twice. I think it's only been twice.
Three.
Has it been three?
Oh,
times?
I got really mad the third time because it was like
I think it was.
It was like 3 days before the show. I was like, "Hey, man, just confirming. You know, we're really looking forward to see." And you're like, "Well, oh, the podcast, right? You know, I forgot, and
super
I'm gonna
busy.
I'm playing this show or out of town with like lots of strippers."
I think I was out of town.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
That was mine. Don't take that from me.
I know you said that. I'm like, I got a sample that says that. Can you believe that?
Oh, crazy. But hey, welcome to the show finally, Liam. It's good to have you here, brother. You're a fine, fine performer if you are a little scatterbrained. And Lola La, well, you guys are just the shit.
Amazing.
Hannah and Cody here are two of my favorite new musician team up that I've seen. And they're a great duo on stage and a cute couple. Who take ridiculously hot pictures on vacation on Instagram and crap. Good lord.
She's got this angle like nobody's figured it out yet.
Jesus
like,
Christ, get a fucking magazine.
We're actually coming out with one.
So you guys are in a band and you're together?
We are.
Yeah. Oh,
we are.
God, this is going
to
end
we
poorly.
We thought it would be really funny.
So, yeah, have I ever told
Take
you a band
back.
Called Candy Shop?
No.
It goes really bad, dude. It never works out.
It was a
so,
band
yeah,
of couples.
We need to record a lot of you so that when you break up, we'll be able to hear it. But all God right. bless the two of you.
How long have you been together?
We're actually brother and sister.
It's a weird white stripes thing going on.
Plus I'm her dad. It's really weird. I don't know.
Weird dynamics.
No, so we've been together about a year and a half. We got engaged recently back February 15th, and
it'll be fine, Rick. Look at all that time they have.
Yeah, yeah. God, we're doing
be
great.
A beacon of hope. Get recorded.
So what, I can listen to it alone like a fire
and cry. Right. Yeah, like, y'all remember what was before I fucked it up.
That's yeah. what you know, you could not listen yeah. to it for 20 it years, but when you've got that bottle of scotch and 45 on the desk, that's what you want to be playing. That was when you were still happy.
We're fighting the good fight then, guys.
All right, yeah, good
thank
luck.
You. All right, yeah. All right, thanks,
how long have you guys been playing music together? Longer than you've been together, or
since we've been together?
Yeah, since we've been together, we started playing out in the Reno scene about 5 months ago. So
yeah, we came up with the name and started kind of promoting ourselves.
Yeah,
and I do really like the name. A lot.
Nice. What is it again?
La la.
Low la la. What?
Low.
Low la la.
Low la la.
La la.
Like la la.
La
la
la.
Low la.
Low la la.
Low la la. Is it one word or three separate?
Three separate
syllables.
Okay. Three separate
with spaces in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Low la la.
In case you are wondering out there, well, while you're taking notes, listening to the podcast,
so write that down.
Low la la.
First person to post that on the Facebook page will get a sneak peek at the lost episode of Worst Little Podcast.
So they'll be clamoring for that.
Somebody give me my phone.
You hear this episode, you post it on the Facebook page. The very first person to do that, I will send an MP3 of the lost episode.
What is it?
Unheard by anyone.
Lo la la.
Lo la la.
Lo la la.
Lo la la.
Okay.
All right.
Well, fantastic.
So, hey, Liam here too. You can jump in.
He's looking Super Roy, did you purposely schedule?
You're looking at me, and I'm like, "Am I supposed? Did you need something? What?
Did you purposely schedule the flakes all on one show? So if any of them flaked out, we would still have somebody because we don't usually have two acts."
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. I don't do the scheduling anymore.
Oh, that's right. Did you tell the scheduler to schedule the flakes all together?
Jamie, the new girl. Over in the booking and reception area of the podcast.
Occasionally
empire.
Hosting.
The occasional. I think bets, hosting so one time less in the future money, now.
Did she tell you why she's not here tonight?
No.
Okay.
She said she would not be able to.
She gave me a cryptic message that's probably not suitable for me to repeat on the show.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Shark Week.
You know what I'm saying. Girl.
All right, move along.
Cry your vagina to sleep.
Honey.
I'm sorry.
We appreciate all your work.
Like, you keep that to yourself
we really
until
do.
Your
professional radio personality, Jamie Lynn, on The X. She's awesome.
She's kick-ass.
Oh, dude, everything is so much smoother now that she's running that part.
The scheduling, it's so much,
it's so much better. And there's still problems here and there, but that's to be expected when we're dealing with musicians.
This is the perfect amount for a double booking.
Oh, it's awesome. And we were trying to think, like, how are we going to do the song?
Well, and it's not like two metal bands got booked on the same day.
Do you want to
That would be Battle of the Bands.
You would do it, wouldn't you?
I would totally do it. I would figure out a way.
Get the drummers to agree to switch share drums.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now we have to do that. It would be such a mess. My neighbors would hate me.
All right, I'll write it.
Do you have Battle of the Bands going on in your house?
Yeah.
And you just got to find two metal bands that have, the same drummer, Nate. We know two metal bands that have the same drummer.
Is that drummer in this house currently?
No, one of the guitar players is. Just to float that out there. But they've all been on one of them has been on the show.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Moving along.
We're detracting from the people who are here.
Yes.
You guys are dreamy and airy when you play. Like I'm talking to Lolala.
You're not talking to me.
You're dreamy and airy when you play too.
No, man.
Not in a gay way.
Dreamy and airy.
Cody's
hairy.
Totally gay.
Take it.
No, it was like you guys talked and you were like normal people, and then you started playing and I was all, well, I'm somewhere else now. Like that was like pretty cool. So,
have Lolala do the first song.
Okay, yeah.
All right, yeah.
And audience, check out how it's totally different from when they talk.
Pick something up right now.
Yeah.
And Mojo Jojo can get me a drink.
Mojo Jojo, fetch a beer.
I still think it should be Mofo Jojo.
We'll try them both out. We'll try them both out.
Mofo
anyway,
Jojo.
Jojo, give me Pabst, please.
Pabst.
Thank you. Anybody else? Raise your hand.
Jojo Mofo. No?
Okay.
I'm good.
Just one.
Oh, you're playing some weird little thing, too. What is that?
Yes, I'm playing a banjolele.
It's so cool. It's like a miniature pincher.
Liam said that she was bringing that, and I thought he made it up.
I thought it was made up, too. And then she showed up with it, and then they played it my first Friday, and it was awesome.
That was a good show.
That was a great show.
Yeah. All right.
What is First Friday?
Every first Friday, I have a guest at the Foxy Olive join me for a 2.5-hour showcase in which each act takes a little turn. Sometimes there's a little jammy, sometimes not. And it's a wonderful show for all the friends and family.
And it'll be $5 extra for you for setting up that plug so perfectly. Thank you.
It's my own show.
No, I mean Liam for asking.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
You're welcome.
But hey, enough about me. Let's hear some Lolala.
Thank you.
Nice, yeah.
Gold stars.
Yep, yep. Hey, well done, mofo. What did your other place look like, Rick?
It was pretty with lots of colors and little trees and lots of flowers
and
grass.
That's what we're going for.
Yay! I was totally digging.
Mine kind of had like, it was like a moonlit night on a body of water with a little boat. And Rick's wearing like a little petticoat hat and pushing me along.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Like, you know, like the pirates who are ladies when they're fighting in Pirates of the Caribbean. But just like yes. in the mist. But yes. Rick was dressed like one of them.
And less mechanical.
So. And you didn't have a wooden eye.
Right. Aww.
Hmm. All right, yeah.
Well, well,
yeah, that was awesome.
Thank
you guys have really, like, even in just a few short months, like, you guys have really grown as a local act here in town, and you guys
thank
are
you,
you. Starting to kick some ass.
Oh, I thought you for a minute you meant you were taller.
You guys stepped up on stage, and all of a sudden you're booked everywhere. You can't not see your flyers or events pages on Facebook.
I'm going to tip my hat to Hannah, because she's just so incredible about booking. Like, man, she...
Sexually.
So, I mean, we've got this tour booked up in July.
But doubled just, on that is the heavy positive response you're also getting along with that kind of initiative.
Yeah, it's like, just amazing. Yeah.
It's a 1-2 punch.
You got the goods to back it, huh?
Right.
It's really, really
strike
good.
While the iron's hot and all bunch of sorts of phrases like that.
It doesn't hurt that you're both more. Cute, too.
Adorable.
So, I know. Yeah.
No, really. Find Lola La's Instagram page or your individual.
Yeah, we have our own website. It's lolalamusic.com.
Look at their pictures. They're ridiculously hot. Both of them. I give
if you
Cody
go to Lola La
shit,
Music, XXX, that's our porn website. Yeah.
That's how they fund the tour.
That's where it gets. That's what we're really doing.
Lola La on xtube.com. Yeah.
So. Music, meh. Porn.
Where are you going on tour?
We have some shows booked in San Francisco. We're doing it with Athena McIntyre.
So, oh, awesome. Yeah.
She's great.
Sexually.
A little threesome?
little.
We're talking about it.
Cody will walk out of there with
San Francisco?
A black eye.
Yeah. Any other stops?
We have stops. We start Midtown Wine Bar on the 9th. Then we have one at Hearts Lounge on the 10th. We're just kind of cruising down L.A. with San Luis Obispo, San Francisco, and then we kind of split up for a little while. So.
And date other people?
No, us and Athena. Athena.
Oh, and Athena. Okay,
Hannah goes with Athena. Hi.
And then we're
go back to
Reno.
You're stuck with a teddy bear and a bus ticket.
Have fun. Bye.
Oh, that's terrible.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, don't do that. You guys are so good together. Don't split up. Okay, so, but speaking of 1-2 punch, should we hear from Liam as well?
Yeah, that sounds good, Rick.
Hi, Liam.
We have a music heavy show, so let's fucking pound out the songs, right?
I would like to say I did get a chance to walk past and catch about half a minute of Liam. He sounded great in those 90 seconds. At Earth Day this weekend.
Oh, very good. Yes, we need to talk about what happened on the weekend.
Oh, well, no. I'm tying this in with the guests.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's
you
great.
You kind of interrupted the segue.
Oh, sorry.
Because I was going to say, and he was playing on the side stage, one of the stages powered by Pull the Plug Audio, Evan from last week. And from what I talked to a bunch of people in the, like, friends. Hey, how do you think of the sound? Hey, you know about that. And everybody knows Evan. You know, a lot of the people I'm talking to.
He gets around.
And Evan said one of the stages he had all these problems and it was a struggle, but the other stages were working great. Everybody I talked to. No, man, it's been great all day. I mean, the worst problem about it has just been, you know, some of the bands couldn't play. No, they weren't bad. I just don't like that kind of music. Yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
But no, as far as I walked around and asked a number of people over a number of hours, and it was a giant thumbs up for Pull the Plug Audio.
Fucking rad.
And they are their solar-powered battery cordless PA systems. Lose the grid. Put rock and roll shows wherever there's a sun.
Congratulations. Evan.
Yeah, it was great. And that stage was a nice little stage
that
there.
You
were sounding
good. The
stage
I was on, yeah.
By the California House.
By right behind the California building or
building,
whatever. Yeah, I don't know either. Here's a song. It's called Like a Tomb.
Above, provide freedom for the dove. watch the days go by. Well, I've sat around instead of learning how to fly. Searching from within, but I feel my brain is made of straw and my heart of tin. And I am feeling desperate and alone. And I am drifting farther from my home. My heart is like a tomb that's blocked, and I've tried so hard to pick the locks, but I can't. So I'm looking for the key. Whoa, that's the remix. So I plan to hit the road, and Virginia's all I know. Will she take me back? And don't you know I'm dying from the other kind of heart attack? My whole markers pass, and both my inner fire and the car are running out of gas. And I am feeling desperate and alone. And I am drifting farther from my home. At some point everybody here will know. My heart is like a tomb that's blocked, and I've tried so hard to pick the locks, but I can't. So I'm looking for the key.
Woo!
Fuck.
Yeah, he's a rocker. With your long Beatles-like hair in your eyes.
But a less airy and dreamy, I think.
Yeah, that was more like whitewater rapids and like going on a roller coaster.
It was like solid and...
Not my own little world, the world you were putting me in. With your flannel and beard.
Take it. And
I gotta say, that's a mighty fine guitar you're playing there.
Why, thank you.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that guitar? Where'd you get it?
It looks like an ordinary guitar.
It looks new.
Wait, no, there's something.
In the last few weeks, I've been talking with a local Reno startup company called Fretlight Guitars, and I have a couple of buddies who have worked there for a while, and they had kind of told me about it, and I reached out to them recently and said, "Hey, I'm doing all these things, I'm playing all these shows, I quit my job, and I would like to work with you guys if you're interested in working with me for some kind of a sponsorship for one of your guitars." And so basically, as of about a week or a week and a half ago, I got this brand new guitar from Fretlight Guitars. And tomorrow I'm going to announce a tour of the Northwest. I'm going to be gone for about 6 weeks. And on that tour, it's going to be called my Fretlight Tour. It's going to be called Fretlight Tour.
Oh, wait. Oh.
What is that?
I meant to give you a bell.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid fingers.
Yeah, stupid fat fingers.
Start the recording over.
So,
Yeah, start it over from the beginning.
Well,
No, I meant the show.
Right. Oh, right.
Hold your story. We'll start over.
Lola, we're going to get ready to play your song again.
So that, I mean, that's basically it. I reached out to them and they loved what I was doing. They liked my music. They got behind what it is that I was trying to do. And the fact that I'm a local Reno guy.
Yeah. And so they're a local guitar making company.
But you can actually find their stuff on Amazon. You can find their stuff on musiciansfriend.com. Like, they're a national company.
Sure.
But they started here in Reno, and they're getting bigger, and that's part of what I'm going to do is I'm going to start playing this show on the road. And just to throw it out there, because I haven't mentioned this yet, these are not ordinary guitars.
What's so cool about a fretlike guitar?
So the fretboard itself is actually made of like a resin, and there are actually LED lights under it.
Oh!
So if you could imagine this... what everyone's always wanted to do with Rock Band and Guitar Hero and all that crap is that people have always wanted to take that, but they wanted to play real instruments.
Right.
And so if you imagine taking that and a real guitar, because this is a real guitar,
there
is literally LED lights that light up under the fretboard, and so you can learn scales, you can learn chords, you can actually learn whole songs. So if you
they had that at the EMP in Seattle at the Jimi Hendrix Museum on the top floor, the guitars, and they auto-tuned themselves as well.
Oh wow!
But the board lit up, and I was playing Led Zeppelin because they were showing me how. I'm all
isn't that cool? it's really like that. I mean, if you wanted to learn,
I wonder if they were the ones who did that for the museum.
They may have. I'm not 100% sure, but.
Or somebody else needs to get a fucking phone call from the fucking...
Yeah, somebody needs to have their patent lawyers look into that.
Cease and desist are bullshit, because... Yeah. Hmm.
So that's awesome. That's neat really technology.
Cool. It is amazing stuff.
We live in the fucking future, and it's
not
rad.
In Costco. Yeah, actually,
it's on sale at Walmart.
They might be getting close to working with Costco, now that I think about it. I don't remember. I gotta ask. I probably shouldn't have said that on the air already.
Hey, no, they're a growing Reno company with lots of opportunities. Who knows what's on the horizon
Absolutely.
For them?
Absolutely. I hope it's Costco and beyond.
Speculation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's not a guitar at Walmart.
Thanks, Chewy.
Uh-huh.
Your input is always appreciated. What else do you think?
I think they're on my dick, too.
Yeah, all right, we're done.
Never mind.
Fucking Chewy.
Put it away.
Okay. So
I hate that hairless guy.
What an asshole.
He's not right.
What can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Chewy, we're talking about the guitar.
If you learn to play a guitar, that could happen.
Yeah, for real.
Have you guys ever gotten guys to give you blowjobs out of playing guitar?
Have other guys given us blowjobs after playing guitar?
I feel like we
was that
skipped
the question?
A middle section or something. Just jump in.
Have girls?
No.
Nope. You haven't gotten a BJ for your guitar playing skills.
You know, I've been in a...
Hannah's over here, like, kind of shrugging.
All my hard work,
like,
Jesus.
Okay. So his guitar playing skills did impress you that much?
I mean...
Yeah.
I brought it over. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
So, yeah. Plug your stuff on our show and we'll turn this commercial into gay sex. You got about 30 seconds.
Oh,
and then
sorry.
Goes to
sorry.
Gay sex.
Sorry. Yeah, back. So we could, yeah.
Well, it's Chewy's fault. It's not your fault, Rory.
Right.
So anyway. Fucking really cool guitar.
It
so,
is.
But what I want to know
congratulations is congratulations on the sponsorship, the cooperation thing you've got going on here. With
thank
can
you.
You
that's
set
pretty
it,
fantastic.
Can you set it to be like laser light show while you play and not be instructional?
You can.
Oh, that's so
well,
rad.
And we're actually working on that. So,
what if it's scrolled by words like your mother's a whore while you're playing something pretty? You know what I mean?
That I don't think is.
Or maybe it was reactive
they're not there yet.
To the music. Like,
oh, reactive to the music.
Just
be
what
really
you
rad.
Mean. Well, more distractions while you're playing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's what music's all about.
So that's actually the plan is to
Taking
get to that point. Currently, there's actually a as of right now, I would have to plug it into my computer in order for it to be able to light up.
To work
that's
like
part
that.
Of the system because it's computer software that runs it all. And so live, it's going to be tricky for the next few months because I'm still going to attempt to be able to play this on stage and have people hear it and show them what I'm doing. Because the other thing I haven't mentioned is that I have a coupon code where you can save 10% on one of these guitars.
Hey, I'm right.
So it's just my last name. It's Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L. And so if anyone does want one of these guitars, which I also get a small cut of that money also, so please,
full
by the way, I hope everybody out there buys 10. I don't know how much money I get yet because I haven't personally sold one just yet. But this is literally day one. I announced this earlier today.
Yeah, yeah.
And but to get back to your question, yeah, so I would plug it into the computer, but they're working on a wireless system, which I know we've heard of that. I remember when phones went from cords to wireless, and then
back in the day when they were made of wood, powered by steam.
And 10 years from now, they'll be saying, "What do you mean this guitar doesn't have Bluetooth? What the fuck?"
Yeah, it really is almost.
What do you mean this guitar doesn't play itself for me?
My phone is a guitar.
They got those little strings.
Yeah, I already got that.
Yeah.
My guitar is a phone. Ha ha ha.
That just sounds like middle of a set. It's like, hello?
In the middle of a set, just take a call.
Excuse me, what are we doing?
That's not a good question.
We should get back to it.
But Rick.
Since we're speaking of sponsors here.
Oh, what a great thing for us
to
talk
about. We think alike.
High five, Nick. Side five. We think
Mongol. We're right next to each other, ladies and gentlemen, who are in the room.
There we go. There's a microphone in the way. Now, the sponsors.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
All right, thank you. Thank you to all of our fine sponsors.
Let's have more music.
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking. Who, Rochambeau?
Hit it low. Hit it low.
Oh, okay. He's forfeiting. Oh, he's giving.
I feel like that's the fair thing to do. There's two.
Every other.
That makes sense.
Back and forth.
You guys jam for the final song as we go out?
Ooh, I was thinking that too. Damn, Rory.
We've never played
this. Figure out if you guys know a cover in common or something.
You know Sweater Weather? That's my favorite cover to play.
I don't even think I've ever heard that song before.
Really?
Well, we'll get to that later. You guys play a song.
I am smart. He'll
think about stuff.
You got to program it into your lighty guitar.
Maybe a little
Tom will be able to just bust
just
it out.
Just program your guitar to low la la. And maybe tell you how to do it.
Maybe a little Tom Jones.
All right, this thing comes out of tune a lot.
So while she's tuning, I guess, should I talk about what this song's about?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be a good one.
We're playing this song called They Aligned, and we just finished it up, the other day, I think.
Is it about stars?
Yes. Well,
I was thinking about dirty parts.
Spoilers!
Well, star penises is what it's really about. We performed it for the first time at End of the Wilderness. We played it for the first time this past Saturday at Episode 4 of End of the Wilderness, hosted by Lucas. That's always an awesome thing to...
Yeah.
It's really, really
show.
Cool. I don't know if... Anybody
Lucas
knows
is
Lucas,
the man.
But, man, he's so
fucking rad.
Friend of the show. He has been on here, and he did not cancel.
He told me he did.
He told me he wanted to.
He told me he wished he did.
So this song I wrote for my best friend Taryn. She got accepted to an au pair position in Paris. So. She's heading there. She had a really rough year, but hopefully things will start.
So this is a brand new song.
Yeah, this is kind of new.
Like a
awesome. Worst little debut. Podcast.
Re-debut. Yeah.
Worst little podcast exclusive.
First time on the internet.
All right. Start falling.
stars are in.
So pleased.
Oh, thank
totally.
You.
Totally.
Thanks.
It's always like, I don't want to say it's not like out of character, but it.
You don't voice, sing the way you talk.
Your voice comes out of you. It's this beautiful surprise.
Has she talked on this show yet? She laughs a lot.
Yes, Rick cut to the chase through my umming and erring. You do.
So I was all, wow, who are these people? I don't know.
So, Rick, did you have any questions you'd like to ask the crew? You wanna do your quiz? I don't know.
My quiz?
Oh, yeah, since you're running the fucking show, obviously.
Aww, I am not. Do things.
Don't pick on Rick. I just think he didn't hear you.
I think it's time for a fucking quiz.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and germs. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask these three brave contestants a series of mildly embarrassing questions and then judge them silently with numbers.
Silently.
With numbers. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
I like
the enthusiasm.
Anticipation.
There, you know why my phone's important? Because it has the new questions in it.
Oh, shit.
But we'll think of some of them on
You'll
the fly.
You'll remember.
Yeah, I'm getting good at this. All right, so, Liam, I'm going to start with you. What is the first album you ever purchased?
First album, like record or CD or cassette or like first thing I ever owned?
I said the first album.
Okay. Yeah, so whatever medium.
That generically vague, whatever all right, medium. All right. What's the first thing you bought with your own money?
Oh, shit, well...
And BMG and Columbia House does count, even if that money was 7 cents.
Yes.
bought with my own money. It's the first thing I ever had was actually a cassette tape of Green Day's Dookie.
Not bad.
But that was given to me.
Okay.
The second thing I ever had was Weird Al's Bad Hair Day, which that was stolen for me. I told a guy that I liked Weird Al, so I didn't buy it yet. So I told a guy that I liked Weird Al, and I wasn't into shoplifting, but apparently he was. And he just brought it home for me one day, and then a couple months later took it back. But I did have it for a while, and it got
I never asked you to suck his dick or anything for
never.
It. Okay.
No, it was pretty early. That was like fifth grade. Status.
Oh, okay.
But we skateboarded together. But
so it could have happened.
Yeah. Oh, God, I think I'm getting a little... It's warm in here.
And then this is going to be sort of funny. This is going to date myself a little bit, but that I'm younger than probably most people think because of this giant beard. Is that the first album I think I bought was the Armageddon soundtrack. Either that or the Space Jam soundtrack.
Go with Space Jam.
Yeah.
I like the Aerosmith song. It makes me cry.
No. All right, Hannah, what was your first album?
Oh, my dad gave me a Heart cassette when I was 8. I liked that a lot.
That's awesome.
But that wasn't the one you bought. Yeah.
Oh, the first one I bought.
With your own, like you chose it.
Well, Spice Girls.
Yeah, that's a good
extra point,
sir.
That's a good one.
All right, Cody
likes that.
Oh, man, I'm not gonna pass on this one.
Go for it. Right, there are no wrong answers. Only low scoring ones.
First album I purchased was at a. What was the name of that place? The Circuit City? It closed down since. This is an Insane Clown Posse album.
Dirty cocksucker!
Are you a juggalo, man?
That actually gets negative points.
Yeah.
I just thought that was gay.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, you're not wrong. I'm embarrassed to answer. Right.
That is pretty different from what you do now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say you're into a different style of music these days. to go along with, since ICP has been nationally recognized as a gang affiliation, in all of history, who would you want to start a fist fight with?
Who would I want to start a
fist all of history.
Fight?
Fucking Lucy. You know what I'm talking
Bush
about.
Senior.
Bush Senior.
Senior. Made Bush Strong. Junior. I don't know.
He did a lot of other shit besides that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
you fight him at the right time, maybe you punch his balls and there is no Bush Junior.
That is, no?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Good answer.
Yes, yeah, we're already moving along. And I don't need details. I just want an answer. Name to a face. Who would you want to beat up?
You need to spice up the answers.
That girl in the third grade?
Yeah, dude, this girl that ripped off, put a piece of tape on my arm and ripped off all my arm hair.
Oh.
Wherever you are, I hate you.
Yeah.
What grade was this that you had all the arm hair?
Sixth grade.
Now you pay somebody to do that professionally.
Yeah. Somebody
I hate
takes
her
care
too.
Of that for me.
Wow, and just from Liam asking that, it went from being this cute story to being like Monkey Girl in my head. And you're not hairy at all. Like, it's not, I don't know.
Liam, who would you want to start a fight with?
A lot of times the way I describe my music is imagine Mumford & Sons in a barroom brawl with Bob Dylan at a punk rock concert.
So Bob Dylan.
Yeah! And for nothing else,
He is now or back in the day?
Oh, back in the day. I couldn't hit an old man. He can't even blow his own harmonicas anymore, which really saddens me. But
you want to beat that guy up?
I mean, no, I just
back in the day.
Just all right. So then, because the thing is that some people probably know this, but he actually got into a big fight with Donovan at a party one night in like London.
No way.
And they didn't
They
what
almost,
was it over?
They didn't go to blows, but they almost went to blows. And then at the end of the night, they were like best buds. And I would hope that would happen with me. Like take one swing at Dylan. End of the night, we're best buds.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Not a bad answer there.
You know what helps that?
We've heard that strategy a few times.
I'm losing at this game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Cody, you really are losing. Yeah. So you got to like spice it up.
Your lover, your brother, your mother. The spaceship you're on is crashing. The life pod only has one other seat and you're the pilot. Who do you take with you?
Oh, no.
Lover, brother, or mother?
My brother won't watch it. My mom passed away, so my lover.
Okay.
My brother will never hear it.
Fuck that
I can't wait to ask these guys this question.
We gotta take each other, right? You take me.
I'd say the whole plane just...
Yeah, we should all just blow up, right? Yeah.
That's spicy.
Okay, I like that answer as well.
Does that get the mother and brother off so you guys die together?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but they'll crash because you're the only
martyrs.
So you're sending them off to certain doom as well, but probably through starvation and asphyxiation as opposed to a fiery explosion.
That's fine.
Kill them. Kill them all.
I think about these things, yeah. Let's see here.
You didn't
here.
Even tell him the answer before.
How'd you lose your virginity, Cody?
How'd I lose my virginity?
How old were you?
I was like 14.
And where? What happened? How'd it go?
All right. Well, Hannah, don't judge me.
Sick fuck.
God, I love
you. You guys haven't talked about this
you
yet?
You can pull this out of the fire right now, Cody.
Year and a half and you haven't talked about this.
I thought you lost your virginity to me. What the fuck?
Oh, man. Shit.
Well, cat's out of the bag. Keep going. Okay. For a moment.
All right. So it was like me and a group of guys in science class.
Whoa. And, oh.
No, okay. Let me finish.
And which
let
one of the lucky young men did you lose it with?
Rick, put your pants back
no,
on.
No, there's one beautiful woman. There's one beautiful woman in the class.
Oh, thank God.
And I came out victorious, okay? And then she was like, want to play Truth or Dare behind the school during, like, the dance and stuff?
Oh, my God.
So I played Truth or Dare. And then we dated for a while, and then we eventually...
Nice.
Comes, yeah.
Where were
doing
you
science homework.
Parents where bedroom. Were you when you did it?
The girl's basement and
whore.
Wait, the girl's basement or
the girl her basement.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Is this a metaphor? Right,
is that code? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
leading
the lead
question,
to my next
guys.
Question.
I don't know.
There. But
that's good.
That's where food comes up.
It is not Riku. He means her real basement.
Hannah, how old were you when you first made love?
Well, so I'm a very type A person, so I was on the pill for 3 months. My mom took me to the clinic, wore all black to mourn my virginity, and then I ate Arby's right before and cried during. So, 16 years old.
Oh.
Jeez, so
sounds like she took you to the doctor's office. Did you go to like the male gigolo's house or what do you mean?
Wait, your mom set this up? I don't understand.
I'm so like, confused.
I'm totally lost.
No, she
no,
was a supportive
I was prepared.
Mom.
She was supportive. She wanted to make
talked
sure,
her through
you know.
It. Okay.
You know, make sure.
But
so.
Then like you it was
so
a nice
you made
boy
a
you
choice?
Dated
was it a boy you were dating?
I hate you Matt McDaniel wherever you are.
Whoa! Don't edit that. Leave that one.
Leave
let that one ride. Let that ride.
You can have the title of this
burn with that. You can burn like that chick with the tape. Wow,
Liam,
she's full
amazing.
Of hate.
She's so awesome.
So I lost mine camping in a natural hot spring.
Ooh.
Not very bad.
Earthy.
Not bad. That's a
and
good,
what age?
Was she
what
a hippie age? Chick or what?
Late bloomer or spring chicken?
I'm a late bloomer, actually. I had actually just graduated college. I was 22 or 23.
Wow, past drinking age. You
jeez.
Held out longer
wow.
than
I
did.
I did. I held on to it for a while.
Hold out points for that.
Yeah, holy this fuck. The scoring here is quite neck and neck.
Now, did the hippie girl have hairy armpits?
Well, she did not.
Oh, that's good. Well, Liam, either way would be fine.
Liam's pretty cute. I'm surprised somebody didn't jump on him earlier.
They try. I don't know. I was kind of just like I don't know.
I wanted to be in a relationship.
I mean, you know, I had like this idea of like what it was. You know, how perfect it was going to be, and all this you know bullshit stuff that you see in movies. And then finally, I had sex, and I was like, that was it.
Like,
you know,
oh.
It was like
well, you get better with practice.
Well, it was one of those like you know it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's the whole like pussy on a pedestal thing like
but
you build,
build
it up to be this
up.
Giant thing and then you're like well that was great but like you know I'm still me.
That's why it should happen when you're a teenager.
That's
because
like
you have nothing else to compare it to, so you have like low expectations. so we speaking of what you did with your time before losing your virginity. We all like to masturbate. What is your favorite keywords on the internet?
Search words.
Search words for your favorite kind
Rick's
of
Rick's going to give you a list.
Gosh.
Yeah, you know, big girls, hairy bush, black guys, threesomes.
What are your favorite
all right,
keywords?
He gets it.
I don't, Probably deep throating.
Hey.
Oh, wait. I got the sample. Cool. I got the sample.
Lots of points. There you go. We thank approve.
And I hardly ever get to play God. That.
That's I get to use the royal we legitimately there. We approve.
Oh, my God.
Hannah, same question to you. What are your favorite keywords? Because, you know, we all know girls like it, too.
I guess amateur, sorority girls.
Ooh. Cody, take notes.
We role play this sometimes.
Excellent. Your favorite keyword, sir?
Ebony. Big booty and ebony.
Nice. Wait a minute. That's not at all.
They can't role play that.
Yeah.
We do blackface
sometimes. Wow. On both ends.
On both ends.
The audience.
Double entendre, guys. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. You guys are fun. Well,
Cody, that just really caught you up in score a lot.
God.
Oh God. I'm almost spent here, and I'm just gonna finish this off. How often do you masturbate?
How often? I haven't masturbated. I masturbate probably twice since Hannah and I have been together. So I used to masturbate a lot, like 3 times a day or something, but I don't masturbate anymore.
Hannah.
Like 6 times a day.
Wow. So,
well, I don't have a job.
Is that what you're accusing him of, or is that you yourself?
Yeah, where are you at?
Six.
She does, yeah, no, she does it herself. Like, I'll come home and it's like this thing every time. It's like, so how many times did you masturbate today?
Wow. Oh, wow. That's awesome. And then she bangs the crap out of you enough so you don't have to masturbate.
Right.
Win.
I don't even know if we need to go further with the quiz, man. That,
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But Liam, we'll still get your answer.
Liam, we should have been on before.
Like, Grandma cannot hear this.
Oh, God, please, Grandma, don't listen. Wow.
When I'm home, pretty much never. When I'm on the road, probably every couple of days, just depending.
Dude, so you're into it more when it's someplace you're not supposed to be jacking it?
Well,
do you ever do it in, like, rest stops?
Back of a truck?
So for me, at least, like, I've spent the last 4.5 years doing geology work, and a lot of these jobs, I would be in a travel trailer or in a tent by
out
myself.
In the field. Right.
And so, you know, you had that, so it always had to be, like, pre-downloaded. That's the funny thing about, like, the keywords. I never really get to keyword it. I'm constantly out of
internet
service.
You just have what you have.
And,
yeah, if you downloaded something or not.
Sure, or if you're at someone else's house or whatever, you're not going to be using their internet to, like, you know, like, hey, why is it slow all of a sudden? Sleep in the bathroom?
Give me about four more minutes.
How long have you been in there for?
Wow.
Wow.
Where else are you supposed to
Nick,
wipe
your
dick
I want to throw it over to some
I think that was
fire.
The funnest time we've ever had with masturbation.
That was a great round of masturbation.
We can go again if you guys want to keep talking about jerking off. Oh, okay.
Well, we can do half now and we'll half after the show. I want to know the road question with the buddy movie.
Oh, yeah. You are in a cross-country road trip. You have one celebrity in the car with you for your road trip. Who's in your own personal buddy movie?
Oh, man. I can't think of anyone.
All right, Hannah?
Yeah, go. All right,
Caitlin Jenner.
Who's that?
She's a local musician, and I've just loved her forever.
That's
I'm obsessed
awesome.
With her. I went to high school with her.
That's so rad. Liam?
Chuck Reagan.
Chuck nice. Reagan. Very good. You just played with him recently, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Just this last August.
Sexually. Excellent. Did you get to road trip with him?
I haven't road tripped with him yet, but the first time I met him, I actually bought his guitar from him. And so the guitar that I play is actually his signature model guitar. Not only his guitar, it has his initials and his signature on the inside of the guitar.
Sweet.
It's his guitar.
Right.
And now I play it all the time when I'm not playing my new fretlight guitar.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Cody, yourself there?
Are we going back to me?
Yeah.
Okay. My old pottery teacher, because I do a lot of ceramics. So, yeah. He's a very, very esoteric man.
Is he famous in Australia?
Michigan. He's famous.
Oh, he's Michigan.
And Australia. A little bit of Australia.
Well, that'll count. Good,
all right, good,
good.
All right, cool.
All right.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Let's see if we get
the
list
out. Keyword rapid.
Okay.
All right,
left
Liam.
Key, fire.
Liam, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Hannah?
Neither.
Cody?
Ew, Star Wars.
Cody was offended by your answer.
All right, Joan Jett, or let's go, she's hard to do now. Let's just scratch that. Debbie Harry or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar, because I don't know who the other one is.
Okay. Oh.
Debbie Harry.
Pat Benatar.
All right.
Liam, it's Bondi.
You and Debbie Harry.
Elvis Costello or Elvis Presley?
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Presley.
Costello. How about Liam and I just...
We could date. Seems like we got a lot in common.
I think I need a minute.
I'm still thinking about Hannah and Debbie Harry. Yeah. Jesus, you guys. Let's see.
My favorite keywords are this show.
Vegetarian or meat?
Meat.
Vegetarian.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
All right. Then pizza or tacos?
Tacos.
Pizza.
Pizza.
All right.
One.
AIDS or cancer?
What the fuck?
You said rapid, man.
You got to get one.
Pick one.
Airby.
Cancer? I don't know.
AIDS. I love AIDS.
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 Ooh. Oh, you have AIDS. Right. Yes, you have AIDS, not HIV, but full blown AIDS.
Full blown AIDS.
Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Oh. Hey, buddy. You're looking good over
what's
there.
What's up, Liam? What are you doing after this?
I only got half blown AIDS.
Let's go with
that's way
blind
worse.
Or deaf?
Blind for sure.
Blind.
I mean, we're all musicians. Blind, come on.
Yeah. Right.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Be gay.
Gay. I mean,
what?
Faggot.
Red hair is awesome.
I'd go with the red hair. I mean, grow it very well.
Homophobe.
That's cherry, though. But ginger's all right, gay,
whatever. Both. I don't know.
Laverne and Shirley or Happy Days?
Oh, that's easy.
Happy Days?
Happy Days.
Yeah, Happy Days.
You can
days
all suck a dick. The furniture was way better.
All right.
Circumcised or not?
What was the question?
Are you circumcised or not, or do you like circumcised or not
wait,
for the girl?
Cut or not cut?
I'm cut.
I love uncircumcised.
And I'm uncircumcised.
Bam! Bam!
That's how you answer the rapid fire. Jeez.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ginger Baker or Mitch Mitchell?
Ginger Baker.
I don't know who either of those people are.
I'm going to say Mitch Mitchell.
Okay. Nice.
Would you rather do Golden Showers or Bukkake?
Oh, God. Golden Shower.
Bukkake.
Am I giving or taking a Golden Shower?
How do I want to picture this?
Don't. Just pick one quick.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with Golden Cocky.
Oh,
nice. Dude.
Give him an extra point.
Little
for
number
this.
Four.
Little number
third
four.
Answer. Let's go with Misfits or Dead Kennedys?
Misfits.
Dead Kennedys.
Go with Misfits.
All right. Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Dylan.
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 Ten Ooh. Times over.
Mm-hmm. And you'd fight him.
And you blow him.
All right. One of our last ones that are Nickelback or herpes.
Nickelback.
Herpes.
Did we do the mind? The
puke one? Or diarrhea?
Oh, we did not.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Okay.
I can't throw
you guys
up.
Should date.
You should.
We're
what
gonna
am
talk
I even
after
doing
this,
here?
Huh?
Oh, here's a classic. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
A beat up.
Yeah, I'd rather get my fucking ass whipped.
The police are gonna
arrested.
Whip your
they're
ass anyway.
Yeah. You get both.
Yeah,
we'll
spend the whole night at par. It's awful.
Well, let's say in the scenario you don't get beat up, but you do go to jail.
The apples and oranges are good, though.
Still get my ass beat.
All right. And that's your rapid fire.
All right. Yeah, good quiz. That was an excellent quiz.
Damn.
Hannah, being a high scorer here, with 12,350 points.
Congratulations.
That is with a negative 500-point deduction for having canceled. Cody also suffering same deduction, comes up with a great score of 6,221.
Ooh.
Liam, on the other hand, he also had a great score. He probably would have beat Cody with a score of 9,992, but he had a 10,000-point deduction for being late, so his final score is negative 8.
Oh, Jackson.
Sorry.
Last
year. Yeah.
That sounds like a really legitimate
even
score.
Jackson scored
well,
better than you.
8's a pretty good number.
Negative.
I was pulling for you, dude.
Oh.
So it's the opposite of what you think about 8.
But I would have scored you a little higher, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, it was
Rory's tough.
No, he had great, but he had a much higher deficit to work his way out of.
That is true.
On any other show, you would have done great.
And I almost
made it. Almost evened out.
Yeah.
Now you still owe him some 8 points or something.
As long as it's only 8 points and not owing him something else.
It's 8 points on all your guitar sales that you haven't
made
yet.
All right, 8 points.
Hey, speaking of your guitar, how about another song, Liam?
Yeah. Sure, do I got one more or two more eventually?
We're going to do one right now, and I think we're going to try and squeeze one more out of each of you before the end of the show here. We might go back to back.
Sure.
Or we might have you guys no, that'll be, yeah. What time, how are we on show? What's our length at this point? Okay, never mind.
Started at 8.
Yeah, I don't know what.
We're at about an hour now.
We're
about an hour.
All right, we're good. We're good. All right, so yeah, one more song at least from you, and pick your last song then, just in case.
This is gonna be the last song.
Just in case, make it your last song.
Okay.
Well, this is only your second song, right? Or third?
All right.
Second. I think you're gonna do 2 more.
Yeah.
Or one more. This and one more.
This and one more.
All right. All right. So this is a brand new song. I wrote it 2 weeks ago today. For my girlfriend.
Worst little podcast exclusive.
You know, it's because they did their exclusive. I wasn't going to play this, but then I was like, you know what? I kind of want to know what it sounds like played back, so I'm going to hear it. So is everyone else. Hopefully I don't fuck it up.
Rad.
But it's totally super ridiculously brand new. It's called Four Leaf Clover, and it's only the second love song I've ever written. So we'll see.
'Cause I just found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float above the ground, then come back down to you I love the most. I oftentimes push folks away. Don't know how I got this way. Play my guitar night and day, saying things I need to say. And if you think it, it's probably true, considering things I've done to you. All the long nights I put you through, they were long for me too. And if we ever make it past all the leaving and the coming back, don't you know I have your back. Love you to the moon and back. 'Cause I just found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float above the ground and come back down to you I love the most. In bed you dare to dream. You're often bursting at the seams. Love and positivity about this life and what it means. 'Cause a Rubik's Cube is puzzling, like this woman that I try to read. There's a pattern that I just can't see, but maybe it's just me. And if we ever make it past all the leaving and the coming back, don't you know I have your back. Love you to the moon and back. 'Cause I just found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float
above the ground, then come back down to you I love the most. 'Cause I found a four-leaf clover, I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky, baby, when you're standing next to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Aww. That's for your girlfriend?
That's for my
She better put out.
Yeah. Well, can you see? Oh, she sure does.
Well, I mean, for that Jesus. Song.
Well, don't make her sound like a whore.
No, I'm Jerry. Saying that's a really nice song. I'd put out if you wrote it about
Thanks,
me.
Man. Well, maybe.
Write a song
maybe
about
I
me.
Maybe I co-wrote that song for multiple people.
Maybe you could write a song out about me, and we'll see if you're lucky with that little four-leaf clover.
You know what? What's interesting about that is actually the day that I wrote that. So one of the lines in the song is, sick in bed, you dare to dream. You're often bursting at the seams with love and positivity about this life and what it means. So that was obviously for her. She was actually homesick that day. She was in bed feeling miserable. So I'm pretty sure I didn't that night because she did not feel very good.
Well, now after she hears it on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, she knows it exists. She's heard it a couple times now.
Did you sing it to her, just you two?
I did.
Oh, God.
Do you do a really soft, pretty quiet version? So nice. Just do on the side of the bed.
Only on piano? Yeah. No.
You're also
with a little fire going.
Yeah, that's exactly what I pictured.
Hey, baby.
Naked.
Sit down. I want to show you something.
Naked on a piano
I
stool.
Usually,
nobody looks
I usually
good.
Only play guitar naked. And
finishes.
Rory, or not Rory, you know. Mr.
I enjoy
Dogwater,
playing guitar naked
Mr.
as
Dogwater
well.
Dick out there, he kept telling me to keep my clothes on. Like, he said it like four times.
I believe you misheard him. When he last I heard, he said, everybody take your clothes off. It's going to get
everybody
hot
else
there.
Is naked. For
yeah,
everybody
why
who's
do
not
you have
in
your
room,
clothes
Liam's
on,
the only
Liam?
Person.
Yeah, Liam's wearing a trench coat and a scarf.
That's how he diffuses
it's a plan to make you want it more. He's like, no, maybe I don't want to see it.
And then his balls
and
you're all,
but wait, I
want to
show you.
Sweat.
He's got a duster and a beard that connects to his bush.
Right. He's just solid growth from chin to crotch.
Well, that's nice.
Lo La La, could you play a song to work that out of my mouth? Yeah, or wash that out of my brain? Something like that. We're just going to do heavy music on this show because we have so much of it here.
All right. Did everyone
Have you guys thought of a song to jam together? You guys know any Bob Dylan?
We North Country Girl, you know that song? Everybody plays it different. It's a hard thing.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Jolene. No.
I think we save it. I think we practice something. Right. I think we get. I think we get double booked on this show again in the future, and then we'll all be ready for it.
Yeah,
if you show up.
You're right.
All right, I'll totally conduct you in one
you
of my
own You can do Wild
songs.
Thing.
You're
or Louie
play
Louie.
The A chords. You'll play the E chords. You play the G chords, and you just play when I point at you.
That sounds perfect. All right, you want to play? This is a song we wrote called "Say." Ready?
Powdered lips from mud, bruised ego, my nose, and blisters. I'm enrolling your sight. Thank you.
That was rad.
Thank you. That was very lovely.
Thank you, Lola.
You guys are like fantastic. Having two people in here. That's rad.
You guys are pretty neat. Really, seriously, so effing talented. Everybody should go see you. When's the next time they can get to see you?
Next time, Liberty Fine Arts Gallery at the Art Walk.
May 7th at the Art Walk, 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, please show up for that, ladies and gents. That'll be some good times.
Very cool.
Be wooed. Be wooed by sound and sight.
Anything a little further down the road?
Our next one after that, we have a show with Caitlin Gemma on the 6th at a winery in Virginia City. It's a new winery opening
up.
That's
fun.
So, yeah.
Nice. Yep. Cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked. What time is that going to be?
Are you going to road trip with her?
No, I wish.
We're hoping to. We're trying to get on par with her so we can, because she's got a Kickstarter and stuff going on right now, too. So.
No, she's too good for us.
We're just trying to,
that's
kind of the
good.
Goal we're setting for ourselves is to just kind of get on par with her, maybe tour with her someday. Yeah.
Sweet. In my dreams.
Well, you're well on your way. Well on your way.
We got to book her. Let's try to book her for the show.
Sexually.
Can you help us put that together?
Yeah.
We'll find some time when she's in town and make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even May when she's going to be in town.
Yeah. She comes June 5th and 6th, so I don't know what day.
We'll be in touch.
Okay. All right.
Me and Jamie. We'll make that happen.
Yeah, I would love that.
Well, 5th and 6th is a Friday and a Saturday, so that's impossible.
Well, we can get a phone or something.
The week before.
She doesn't live too far away. She's up in Oregon.
Rick. Think outside of the box.
I got to think.
Right, and maybe some other time we could plan for it in the future.
Yeah.
I thought she was like in the Arcata Humboldt area.
She moved. She moved. Yeah, she graduated. So,
Graduated.
Yep.
Is she in Portland or?
Yeah,
where?
I think some. I don't know. Some Eugene, Portland, somewhere along those.
Somewhere up there where it's wet.
Wet and green.
Liam, how about yourself? What do you got going on? You anything in the near future?
Sometime on the 27th, I'm playing Worst Little Podcast.
I heard that was canceled.
I think that was in the past, sir. Now in the future, you're just a voice on the internet. But people see you past that date? What's the next show?
The next show I'm playing Thursday night in Truckee at Tahoe Mountain Brewery, and then that's kind of the pseudo kickoff to the tour. And then,
I'm sorry, what day is that again?
Thursday. The hell month are we in? April 29th. Did I say May?
Okay, so this will actually...
That'll be tonight when this show comes out. Tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight. I'm playing in Truckee.
So put down your internet and race over there.
From 7 to 9, that's where I'm going to be. And then I actually head up into Oregon myself. I play Ashland. I play a couple dates in Grants Pass. I play... Gosh, it pretty much goes on and on. It's Oregon, Washington, Idaho,
Utah,
Nevada.
So this is the last thing in town you're doing before you go on tour, essentially.
I'm going to substitute teach tomorrow.
Well, okay. Good on you, sir.
We're going to count that we were part of your tour. We're the first
part
of your tour.
That's how I'm trying to count this. This is the real kickoff.
This is the kickoff, and then when I...
The public kickoff.
And then when I come back at the very end of the tour, so I'm literally gone April 29th through June 13th.
Wow.
That's a good run. Yeah.
And on June 13th, I'm going to be playing at Kiel. And then July I do an East Coast run, and then August I do an Alaska run.
Holy shit.
And September I actually do another Northeast run. In October I'm going to do a rural Nevada tour. And
wow.
Do 10.
So this is our last chance to see you for a year.
I've got hanging out land. I've got a lot of stuff planned for the near future.
Kick ass.
Cool. You should call us from the road sometimes.
And hey, and some of these tours are brought to you by...
Fretlight guitars.
Yeah, there we go.
Absolutely. Nice.
You are going to rock Shores.
Nick, do you got anything going on coming up here?
Next
week?
Saturday, this Saturday coming up, May 2nd, heading up to the lake to go see the Shames with a bunch of their bands at the South Tahoe Skate House. That's an indoor skate park. They're having a big, huge skate contest.
Place we had the guy on years
back.
Yeah, we had Sean on.
I think Sean was on the phone once with us when he was just starting to build that fucker. But now it's going. Full on. Having a big contest up there. I think it's called Elbow Rito. It was a B-O-W-L because they have bowls in the skate park, right. You know. So,
yeah, El Bolrito.
With the day or the triumphant return of the Shames since Mikey hurt her wrist.
Mikey. Oh, thank God.
Couldn't play the bass anymore or for 3 months. So now she's back, and that's going to be their first show on Saturday up at the lake. And then we got May 9th, the Liver Scars are playing with Surrounded by Thieves at Shays with Machine Gun Vendetta and I think Me Time. I'm not sure.
A couple black dudes in that shit.
There's gonna be some black people there. There's gonna be some Asians. So be on your best behavior.
Whoa, I've never seen one of those before.
and then so that's May 9th at Shays, and then Mary Anarchy Man, 15th and 16th at Jub Jub Surf's Parlor. You know all about it. 42 acts in 2 days. We're gonna get fucking crazy. And raise some money for Rhiannon Box, the keyboardist from Stabby Unicorn.
Nick and I will be doing our best Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis telethon impersonations.
Yeah.
Sometimes Cheech and Chong. Awesome.
Up for 48 hours straight because we care.
Sure.
I sometimes cry by the end.
and it's not because he's touched. It's because
I'm just exhausted.
He's a puddle of drunken mess
and nerves. And hey, Rick, what do you got going on? Anything?
I'm taking the weekend off because I'm very sad.
Aww. Why are you sad?
I'm fucking depressed, you guys. It's been awful.
Aww. I thought you've been riding your bike and taking beautiful pictures.
I know,
pictures
and I don't want to. Like, I wanted to sit at home and eat ice cream and cry.
You wouldn't want to come out and see some music on Friday night, like Pat Ray playing at First Friday at Foxy Olive with the Reverend Rory Dowd?
Yeah. See, Friday you could do that and then go up to the lake with me and Penny. And
I'm just sad because my house is being torn down.
Yeah. Oh, you're mourning your house?
Yeah, and it's
well,
like,
get the fuck away from me. Come to the lake.
No. And you know how it is. It just takes time, and like you know,
that house was awesome.
That's true.
So it's just, you know, it's I'm like, having a shot to the house right
me
now.
Me too.
Yeah. It's like, it's like yeah,
no.
Dog
yeah, no, yeah, no,
yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. Everybody drink to
everybody
the house.
Everybody
drink.
Woo.
Yeah.
Cheers. Woo. Old house. Cheers. We love you. We miss you.
The original Nelson Annex.
And I'm also going to say, after this moment of silence for the house, that the new fucking studio is awesome. I would drink to that too.
Yeah.
New studio.
And I'm really grateful to like all the little coffee shops that I've gone to and sat and been sad. Dude, I love the people at fucking High Point Coffee.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
High Point, dude. I've been going there and fucking
they used to do music back in the day.
Yes.
I haven't seen them do music in a couple of years, but that was like one of my first ever like legit gigs I ever did.
Nice.
Rick, you should make that happen again.
So I've been going to like the little coffee shops and I sit sad and read my books and cry and nobody notices.
Aww.
It's very sad.
A little sad bald man. Yeah.
I love you guys.
We love you.
It's going to be fun. I'm sorry.
Well,
so anyway, I'm sad. So I'm trying to work less because I don't feel like doing anything.
Right. That makes sense.
So I've been like taking this weekend
off. Don't do it if your
heart's
not in it.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch old movies and cry and sit by myself.
Hey, watch fucking Hugh. I am Hugh. Barbara Streisand.
I am Hugh. Oh, that's it. That's kind of happy. What's up, Doc?
Watch that. Watch
Barbara
that.
Barbara Streisand. Yeah, you're right. That's
watch
true.
Watch up. Watch what's up. That always makes you happy.
It really
always.
Does. It always cheers me back up and makes me feel better, but
I do want to kind of reiterate slower and louder. Friday night, I'm going to be appearing at the Foxy Olive with my lovely guest from Carson City, formerly, but now Reno, Mr. Pat Ray, a fine young songwriter and guitar player. Please come and join us from 9 until midnight, where we take turns playing sets for your enjoyment.
I don't think I've ever heard Pat play.
Well, Pat's got a good voice.
Fuck, that's
he
awesome.
Wrote this awesome record about... a guy who falls in love with an android sex
the robot.
Spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, it's this whole like concept. Yeah, it's like 7 songs or something. It's badass.
Fuck.
So these chapters of
it grew out of ICS, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I heard that.
I love Pat, but we always just talk about the Bible and like that goes on for days.
Pat's a trip.
Oh, he's so rad. And he's like a rad atheist guy and we'd like talk about the Bible. So.
Oh, yeah. Very smart. And cool. So, yeah, come and join us from 9 to midnight at the Foxy Olive this Friday, May 1st, Cinco de Uno.
Ooh, May Day.
They may come.
All right. And, yeah, have a nice Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
And may the 4th be with you.
Take tequila and
wait, that'll be next
drugs.
Monday, huh? Huh? May 4th is next Monday, so we'll be doing this. And all. I will not make any Star Wars jokes next Monday. I promise you this, everybody.
Oh, May the 4th.
It's the worst joke in the world. I hate it.
Why are you talking about it?
Let's shine a light on it.
Because your face, Cody. Because your face.
Are his points below mine yet?
Getting there.
You're rising. You're rising.
All right. Let's see. Did we want to do one more Liam
song
on the way out here?
All right,
finish your song.
Do you want to set the song up? But I'm going to do a little close out as maybe like.
Yeah, sure. I came out with a record last year. It's called The Key to Happiness.
Is that available somewhere that people can get it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. So I have a website. It's liamkylecahill.com, and Cahill is spelled C-A-H-I-L-L. And it's also on, you know, the
Facebook and
iTunes
Instagram.
And Spotify and all that other junk. If you're into that sort of thing. But I also sell them at my shows. So really, that's the thing you should do, is show up to a show. So anyways, the record's called The Key.
Say that again.
Really, what you should do is show up to a show.
Yeah.
There's a drop for you, Rick.
Well, and you know, his middle name is Kyle.
Can I get to see Kyle?
You'll get to see Kyle. You do not to get Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil?
No.
No.
Sieg Kyle.
Okay, thank you.
Sheesh.
So
what were you saying?
This is bald fascist Rick's influence on my child. It is Jack
dope.
Boots and memorabilia.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
Whoa. I'm not sure what that means. Like
you know, if there was
Homer
a dick
says what?
And you kept sucking it until you fell off a cliff from sucking it. Like, I don't, that's what I picture. I don't know.
I was thinking maybe like in
I
a car.
I am not allowing my daughter
dick.
To be in a room alone with you anymore. Jesus.
Wow. That's fucked up.
I'm going to take the name of Lord I don't believe in vain.
It's colorful, though. Suck a dick off a cliff. I like
Cody's,
that.
Cody and Nevada always said that, so that's where it came from.
That does
very,
make sense.
It was very hard to get Riku to say it.
Well, you know what Cody says.
So speaking of sucking a dick off a cliff, here's the key to happiness.
Okay, well,
no, Kodiak, sorry.
Sorry, as we go into this song, for Mr. Nick Ramirez,
thank
Dog
you.
Water Dick,
yeah.
All the interns back there, including Mojo Jojo and Nate the production assistant, Lola La Cody and Hannah, Chewy who's never here, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd signing off and telling you, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
Never seek and always find. History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. There's a plank in my identity. We all see what we really wanna see. I know you're lonely, but you're not alone. Now every bright light leads you home. And I have seen all the places on her shore. I know all the faces of love and more. I don't know the way. And I don't have the right words to say. Heaven knows I haven't been sleeping lately. And singing once is kind of like praying twice. When melody all alone will suffice. I don't know the way, don't know the way, I don't know the way. Don't know the way, I don't know the way, don't know the way, I don't know the way.
too cramped in this corner. Like, my elbow literally, like, can't fit. Friends and family play their part in the fullest orchestration of my heart. I wanna be the one who's all in for this. And that's the key that fits the lock to your happiness. I just like ran out of space. I couldn't get that high.
Oh, God, I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
Dark Water Studios.
Are they trying to brainwash you?
Yes.